Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Chof Ches Shvat, 30th of January, Rabbi Gary Bazak Shlita. Subject?
Topical theme. Topical theme. Right. Although when someone says topical theme, they basically mean I don't know yet, which would be a bit worrying at this point if I didn't know yet.
This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the family of Benji Steinbach, Zichron Levrocha, Lilinishmas, Rabbi Yomin Akiva, Ben Shloimer, Zichron Levrocha, a much missed friend and participant of Torah Way.
Okay, so the title is topical. Topical shear, topical something. Topical theme. So I thought that in the next couple of weeks you're going to be confronted with the following thing. We're going into Adar now. So when we were in Yeshiva, we asked our Rebbe, Shana Aleph Rebbe, first year Rebbe, do you do Mishneh Nichnas Adar? Do we sing Mishneh Nichnas Adar? There's mainly about the song, to be honest with us. Yeah, I have to be honest. But Mishneh Nichnas Adar, Marvin Basimcha, do we start singing it from Adar Rishon on Adar Beis, right? But the truth is that in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see in all the parasha sheets over the next 2 months, basically, the most complicated shilas you've ever seen in your life. You know, if someone was born on the 29th of the month and they only realized that they were going to be Ma'abra the year after that, and then he already booked the hall for the Bar Mitzvah, and then they were only Makadish, the Kodesh Al Pi Eid Echad, all types of different permutations of shaila that are going to come up with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So what I wanted to try and do a little bit, is just to be Masada the Inyan a little bit, just to organize kind of the basic structure of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, how those two work together, how the different halachas work with the 2 months together. So there's three options about what we could do with Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Option number one, they're not very complicated options, I have to be honest. Option number one is, the main one is Adar Rishon. Option number two is, the main one is Adar Beis. And option number three is, no, they're both the main one. Meaning they're both Adars, they're both good Adars, and therefore... Okay, now, what would be the Nafka Minas? I mean, the Nafka Minas start quite easy. Purim. When's Purim? If Adar Beis is the main Purim, then stick it in Adar Beis. If Adar Rishon's the main Purim, stick it there. If both Adars are the same main Purim... Okay, so you've got the four mitzvahs of Purim is the first question, obviously, that you have to ask yourself. But then there's lots of other questions that will come up. There's an issue of... there's a separate issue of Hesped and Tainis. Now, Hesped and Tainis is an interesting issue because it's not really dependent on Purim per se. So, for example, on a day where it is Purim for the Bnei Mukafim, let's say. So, it's a Purim for them, but for everyone who's not a Bnei Mukaf, it would not be Purim. But nevertheless, there's still an Isser of Hesped Betainus on that day. So you see, it's not dependent on the actual day of Purim, when you're celebrating Purim, for there to be an Isser of Hesped Betainus. So, when is the Isser of Hesped Betainus? Is it in Adar Beis, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, or both Adars? Next question. Dalad Parshios. Dalad Parshios is another question. Dalad Parshios you're supposed to read in Adar. So which Adar do you read them in? Can you be Yotze if you read them all in Adar Rishon? Can you be Yotze if you read them all in Adar Sheni? Can you be Yotze if you read them both?
Yotzeit.
Yotzeit, right? That's next on the list. Literally next on the list. Yotzeit, right? So Yotzeit we have to know in terms of Kaddish and in terms of potentially Tainis, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So Yotzeit, is it first month, second month, or is it both months? Bar Mitzvah, when does he become a Gadol? When do you put the hall for? Right, very important shayla. Okay, so and there's another issue, which is, what happens if something if you're commemorating an event? Now, normally you don't. We don't really commemorate events. We live events. We relive events. But so if a nes happens to you, shana pshuta, 12-month year, nes happened to you in Adar. Now it's a shnas ibur. You were makabel upon yourself to make a sudas mitzvah. You're makabel upon yourself to make a sudas mitzvah because of the nes that happened. Right? When do you do it? Do you do it Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, or do you have to do it in both Adars? Lose yourself a bit of money that way. Okay. So, when you start, the first place to... I mean, it's not the first place in Shulchan Aruch, but it's the place that kind of like stands out the most and you and people are going to get most excited about in terms of the shitters, is with regards to the Yotzeit. So, because the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Samaches says the following. We know that there is a minhag, potentially more than that, might be in Kabbalah's neder, a private neder. There is a minhag to fast on the day of the Tainus, on the day of the Yahrzeit. There's such a minhag. In fact, the Gaon actually really goes through that it's actually mashma from the Gaon, it's the mitzvah to fast on the day of the Yahrzeit. He is madchen. He says no, it's just a minhag. The Mishnah Berurah here says it's a minhag as well. And he said, but the Mishnah Berurah says there's one level which is a minhag, that is just a minhag that you do, and then there's another level that you can have that fast on, which is that you're makabel upon yourself. Meaning a person makes a decision, a concrete decision, and is makabel upon himself, that I'm going to be misaneh on the day that that aviv or imo were nifta. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, kishira yom shemes aviv oy imo ba'adar. What happens if the yahrzeit is in Adar? V'hashana mu'uberes. Now, we're dealing with the fact that, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we're dealing with the fact that they died in a Shana Pshuta. Meaning they died in a regular 12-month year. This year it's Mu'uberes. Says the Shulchan Aruch very clearly, Yis'ane ba'adar sheni. You do the Tainis in Adar sheni. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah on that. The Mishnah Berurah says, Das ha'machaber, the stam Adar hu Adar sheni. Yeah, when you say Adar, when you're talking about the Ikar Adar, the Ikar Adar is Adar sheni. That's the Machaber. V'yesh omrim, says the Machaber, says the Ramah now. Yesh omrim, di yis'ane berishon. Oh, the Ramah is Cholek. And he says, or at least he brings another shitta that says, you do the Tainis on the Rishon, which means the Yahrzeit is on the Rishon. Im lo shemet rishon, and he says, v'chein ha-minag lisanois berishon. And he says, the minag is, in terms of the Ramah, is to be misane on the Rishon. Presumably, because the Mishnah Berurah carries on, he says, v'yesh omrim lehepach, meaning the Ikar Adar is Adar Rishon, presumably. That would certainly have been where we'd start, right? So meaning there seems to be a machlokas between Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. If the Yahrzeit is going to fall in a Shnas, where does it fall in a Shnas Ibur? The Machaber says Adar Beis. The Ramah says Adar Aleph. Now he adds though, he says Miu Yesh Machmir and Lis Anos B'Shnehim. But there's some people are Machmir to do both. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings, this is the shitta of the Magen Avraham and the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. And they don't just say, Yesh Machmirin, they say, Me'ikar Adin, you fast on both. Both days are the Tainus. But both days you have to be Misana on. They're both the answer. Okay, so we've got our three shittas. Very good. Right? Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, and both. Okay? Seems to be quite simple. Seems to be like that. That would be certainly how you'd start off. The problem is remember, it was the Ramah that said very clearly. The Ramah said Adarishon, and he paskened Adarishon. Problem is when you turn earlier, when we get to Bar Mitzvah. So the Mechaber is talking about Shnas Ibur, and the Mechaber starts off and he says V'Shnas Ibur Bas Shloshes Rechodesh, right? An Ibur year, when you're talking about the years when he reaches, meaning he's got to go into his 13th year, he's got to be Bar Mitzvah, so when he finishes the year and starts the new year. So when is that? Is that after 12 months or after 13 months in the Shnas Ibur? Says the Mechaber, Shnas Ibur Bas Shloshes Rechodesh. An Ibur year is 13 months, which means it's only after you get to, only when you get to the birthday in Adar Sheni, that makes a lot of sense in the Mechaber. Why? Because the Mechaber holds the Ikar Adar is Adar Sheni, as we saw from Yahrzeit. Very good. Ramah doesn't say anything. You would have expected the Ramah. Hello, Mr. Ramah, you just wake up. It's the 12th month according to you. It's the Ikar Adar is Adarishon. He doesn't do that. And later on, the Ramah says, Umisha Nolad Ba'adar. Someone who's born in Adar. V'naase bar mitzvah shnasa ibur. And he became bar mitzvah in an ibur year. Eino naase bar mitzvah ad Adar sheni. Oh. That's annoying. Ramah, you're not supposed to say that. The Ikar Adar is Adarishon. You told me to fast on the day of the time. It's on Adarishon. So it's clean. And independent of that, we didn't need to be a Mishnah Berurah expert to go to Siman Nun Hay, which isn't a very well-learned Mishnah Berurah, the element of the Mishnah Berurah. We don't need to be a big expert. When is Purim according to Ramah? No one says Purim is in Adarishon. So he clearly doesn't mean, when he's talking about Tainis on the Yahrzeit, he says Adarishon, he clearly doesn't mean because that's the Ikar Adar, So then what's going on? Why do the timers on the first Adar? Okay, so we need to work this out. So I think the starting place to work it out is starting with the Purim in Yonim. It's starting with the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says the following. It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein bein Adar Rishon la'Adar Sheni ele kriyas ha-Megillah matanas le'avyonim. The only distinction between Adar Rishon and Adar Beis is that Adar Rishon, you cannot do Kriyas Megillah and Matanas Le'avyonim. If you did them in Adar Rishon, says Rashi, you'd have to do them again in Adar Beis. You cannot be Yotze, your mitzvah, of Kriyas Megillah and Matanas Le'avyonim in Adar Rishon. That is the distinction. Now, we all here are hearing, we with our dikduk ei oznayim, yeah, we're listening carefully, we're saying, oh, what do you mean? Matanas Le'avyonim, Kriyas Megillah. What about Sudas Purim? What about Mishlach Manos? What about those two? Those aren't different either. You're going to do them in Adar Rishon? So the Gemara doesn't seem to say anything about that. The Gemara jumps straight to, it says, there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, Hol inyan seder parashiyos zevzeh shavin. When it comes to Dalet parashiyos though, Adar Rishon and Adar Beis are the same. You could do them all in Adar Rishon, or you could do them all in Adar Beis, it's no problem. Why did you jump to seder parashiyos? You should have said, Ha, Le'inyun, Suda, they're all the same. Okay, so Dalet parashiyos is the same. Then the Gemara says, later brings a braisa, and it says, V'shavin behesped v'tainis. They're both equivalent in terms of hesped v'tainis. What we were talking about before, we know that the 14th and the 15th of Adar are asurim behesped v'tainis. Whether it's Purim or not, it doesn't make a difference. They are asurim behesped v'tainis. So says the Gemara, that's true in Adar Rishon, that's true in Adar Beis. They're the same. The distinction is only with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanas Le'avyonim. Okay, so we're still left in the dark a little bit about what about the rest of Purim. So says Tosfos. Tosfos says, V'yesh na'agin la'asos yimei mishta v'simcha ba'arba'ar asar u'v'chamisha asar sel Adar Rishon. There are those, not just Bochrim, I'm assuming he's talking about here, right? There are those who have a mishta v'simcha on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon. And listen to what Tosfos says. V'ri'a t'damas nisa nami mashmechem. And the flow of the Mishnah, the implications of the Mishnah, are also implying that. Because midika'ama ele mikra megillah bilvad matas levin michlal dele'inyon mishta v'simcha zev zeh shavin. It seems to be standing out, but it doesn't talk about mishta v'simcha. The Mishnah only spoke about mikra megillah matas levyonim. It didn't talk about mishta v'simcha. Says Tosfos. So according to that, then there would be a mishta v'simcha in the first Adar. There would be a mishta v'simcha in the second Adar, and the yeshivas would be having a field day. However, step in the mashgichim, and they say v'lo nihira. No, it's not true, but it doesn't make sense. Da ha'amrinu b'gemara halinian hesper v'tainis zevzeh shavin. He says, hold on a second. It says le'inian hesper. It says they're equivalent with regards to hesper v'tainis. That says Tosfos. We all know that on a day where there's Mishnah v'simcha, there's no hesped v'tainis. That's already awesome. So says Tosfos, he says, if you wanted to tell me that there was Mishnah v'simcha in the first Adar and in the second Adar, and you want to tell me hesped v'tainis is awesome as well, then you don't tell me hesped v'tainis, you tell me Mishnah v'simcha. Tell me Mishnah v'simcha, and then obviously hesped v'tainis are awesome. He says, He says, teach me, if you're going to tell me that they're equivalent, that you have to do Mishnah V'Simcha in Aleph, and you have to do Mishnah V'Simcha in Beis, tell me that, and I know Hesped V'Tainis. Elamai says, Tosfos, the fact that it told me Hesped V'Tainis and didn't tell me Mishnah V'Simcha is telling me that only Hesped V'Tainis are awesome. Not, and we're not mechayev you in Mishnah V'Simcha. The Torah wasn't mechayev you in Mishnah V'Simcha. And he says, V'chein halacha, she'ein tzarech lahachmir la'asos Mishnah V'Simcha ba'adar Rishon. That is Tosfos. Tosfos, you don't have to be machmir for Mishnah V'Simcha. Now, that is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. That is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the following, much to the chagrin of the Bochrim. It's Paskin, we say, Yom Yud Dalet Tesvach Sheva Adar Rishon Ein Noflim Al Pnei Ve'Ein Omer Mizmor Yarcha Va'Asurim VeHesped VeTainis. So you see that there is an Isra of Hesped and Tainis on the first net, and say Aval Shar Dvarim Ein Noyhagid Behem. But other inyanim, Masr Mishtav Simcha, Mishlach Ma, all these type of things you don't do in the first Adar. That is very clear. The Gaon speaks out. The Makar of that Shitta in the Tosfos is the Makar of that Shitta in the Shulchan Aruch is Tosfos over here. Dafav Amabes in Megillah. Seems to be very clear. However, when you start picking it apart a little bit, it becomes a little bit more complicated because the Ran asks an unbelievable kasha. The Ran on that Gemara is dealing with the same question of Tosfos and says the exact opposite. And the reason he says the exact opposite is because he brings a Gemara on Daf Hei Amubes, and the Gemara on Daf Hei Amubes says, Rav Yosef, Hatani Rav Yosef, Simcha, this is a pasuk from the Megillah, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtev. Now what does Simcha u'mishta v'yomtev tell me? I would have thought it told me mishta v'simcha. It does tell me mishta v'simcha, but it also tells me melamed sha'asurim v'hesped. That's simcha. Mishta melamed sha'asur b'tainis. V'yomtev melamed sha'asur b'asiyas melacha. And the Gemara goes on to say that asiyas melacha they were makabal upon themselves, but mishta v'simcha, that you're chayev to do, and they create an Isra of Hesped Vatainis. So says the Ran, what are you talking about? Hesped Vatainis. How does Hesped Vatainis become Asr? Because it's a day of Mishta V'Simcha. If it's not a day of Mishta V'Simcha, then there's nothing to Asr Hesped Vatainis. The whole Isra of Hesped Vatainis comes from the Pasuk, Simcha U'Mishta. So if it's coming from Simcha U'Mishta, and there is no Simcha Mishta on that day, then you don't have an Isra of Hesped V'Tainis. So the Ran says, Elamai, it must be that on Adar Rishon there is Hesped V'Tainis. There is Mishta V'Simcha, which generates the Isra Hesped V'Tainis. And that is paskened by the Ran, not paskened, but that is brought in the Ramah. The Ramah brings that. He says, V'Yesh Omrim, Shechayev L'Harbois B'Mishta V'Simcha B'Yud Dalet Sheva Adar Rishon. And the Gaon speaks out, this is based on this Shitta of the Ran. And on the surface, it seems like this is an amazing kasha on the Tosfos. What do you mean there's an Isra of Hesped V'Tainis? The whole Isra of Hesped V'Tainis comes from Mishta V'Simcha. So if there's no Mishta V'Simcha, there's no Isra of Hesped V'Tainis. So the Gaon asked this kasha. The Gaon, let's just summarize where we're up to. We said at the beginning, there's three options. It could be Adar Rishon is the Ikka, Adar Beis is the Ikka, or both of them are Ikkari Adar, right? And we do everything in both of them. And we said from Yartzeit that it looked as if the Machlokes was, which is the Ikka? The Mechaber says Adar Sheni is the Ikka. The Ramah says Adar Rishon is the Ikka. And the Gaon says they both are. We said that can't be true, number one, because of Purim, because we see that Purim is not in Adar Rishon, definitely. And number two, because we see that the Ramah, with regards to Bar Mitzvah, says you don't go after Adar Rishon, you go into Adar Beis. So then we brought this. Now we're up to the stage where we brought a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran about whether there is an inyan of Mishta V'Simcha in Adar Rishon, meaning everyone agrees there's Hesped V'Tainis, an Isra of Hesped V'Tainis. The question is there a chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha? Okay, so let's try. We're up to a stage now where we ask the question on Tosfos, where we said, Tosfos, how can you say that there is an Isra of Hesped V'Tainis? The entire Isra of Hesped V'Tainis comes from Mishta V'Simcha, the Gemara says. So they're tied up with each other. How can you have one without the other, says the Ran?
Two things. Number one, is it possible that the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah is enough to be Goyim and Isra Hesped V'Tainis? We're saying that you have to read the Megillah and Matanis Levionia. You know, a Megillah is B'Makom Halel, etc. So maybe that alone would be enough to say that
there should be Isra Hesped V'Tainis.
And secondly, the Mishta V'Simcha we're talking about, is that the Kiyum of Sudas Purim and Matanis Levionia or Stam Mishta V'Simcha?
So that needs to be worked through a little bit. But at the very least, there needs to be a ribui of Mishta V'Simcha. Yes. At the very least, there needs to be that in the Ran. Whether it needs to be, the Ran seems to indicate that it does. You don't need this extra din of Chayav Inish
L'Vitzuleh. It's like Rosh Chodesh, yeah. It is a Chiyuv.
No, he's saying it is a Chiyuv. No, the Ran would be saying it is a Chiyuv, but it would be a Chiyuv of just ribui Suda, Kippur Mishneh, but not the other dinim of Asudas Purim, of Chayavim Nishim Vesumei. That's fine, but Tosafot wouldn't even say that. With regards to Mikra Megillah, it's not really a Mishneh as the Simcha, that's then maybe Simcha, but it's not the Mishneh that's being Mechayev, so I'm not sure if it would be enough. Okay, but let's see. So the Gaon says a different answer. The Gaon says the following. He says, you've made a mistake. This is the Vilna Gaon in Taf Kuf Samaches, in the Simon of Yahrzeit. So he says it doesn't work exactly like that. Meaning, you see already that the Isra of Hesped V'tainis is not completely dependent on the Yom of Purim, meaning on the Chalos, the Toras Purim, on that day. Because you already see that there are days where there is no Mishneh V'simcha, meaning, in, let's say you've got a B'nai Mukaf again. B'nai Mukaf. So the day which is not Purim for the B'nai Mukaf still has an Issa Hesped V'tainis. Where did that come from? There's no Mishneh V'simcha for him on that day. Says the Gaon, it comes from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was created an Issa of Hesped V'tainis independent of that which would be generated through Mishneh V'simcha. It's true when there's Mishneh V'simcha, the Mishneh V'simcha generates the Issa Hesped V'tainis. But there's another Issa of Hesper Vatainis, which is on Purim, which is on Yudalet and Tezvav of Adar, and that is not dependent on the Toras Yom Purim, on the day of Purim being there. That is independent. That's just totally on the date of Yudalet and Tezvav of Adar. Says the Gaon, that is the Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, if you ask Tosfos, that month that they added before Adar Sheni, Adar Sheni is definitely the Iker Adar, says the Gaon. Right? Where do we learn that out from? We learn that out from the fact that the Torah said to us, the Pesukim said to us, that the Iker Adar is Adar Sheni, either because of a Svara of Mismach Gula Lugula, or because of a Svara, or because of a Pasuk which says, B'chodesh HaShenis, whichever it is, the Iker Adar is the second Adar. But, what did they do? Did they then just add a Chodesh HaIbur beforehand? They just added a random month beforehand, but it's not Adar. If that would be true, then anything which is dependent on a date in Adar would not be there. Says the Gaon, that's not what they did though. They added an Adar beforehand. Not the Iker Adar, but they added an Adar. So if you're going through the month, and you say, it's the 12th of Adar now, it's the 12th of the month, would you say it's the 12th of Chodesh HaIbur? Or would you say it's the 12th of Adar? The minute it's going to be the 12th of Adar, then that is the Yahrzeit. The minute you're going to say it's the 14th of Adar, then that is the day that Hesped V'tainis is also because of Megillas Tainis. There's no Mishneh V'simcha. Yeah, but there's a separate Issa which is dependent on just the date of Adar, which is called the 14th and the 15th of Adar. That is the Pshat in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says Tosfos is built off the Issa of Mishneh. It's not the Mishneh V'simcha and the Toras Purim that generates the Issa Hesped V'tainis. It's an independent Issa which is dependent on the date in Adar, and the minute that it is an Adar, then that's fine. Okay, so that is the pshat in the Gaon. The Gaon therefore says that when you get to the 12th, let's say the Yahrzeit was the 12th of the month, so you get to Adar, you get to the 12th of Adar. Is it the Yahrzeit? Yes, because the Yahrzeit is dependent on the date. The date is it the 12th of Adar? Yes. So then you have to be misaneh. You were makabel upon yourself to be misaneh on the 12th of Adar. The next month, when you hit the 12th again. Is it the 12th of Adar? Yes, it's the 12th of Adar. So you're mechuyev to fast on both of those days. So mechuyev to date both of them as the Yahrzeit. The problem is, and we're just going to take it one stage further, is the Mechaber. So what was the Mechaber thinking? Because the Mechaber says Paskins like Tosfos, which means that if you ask somebody the 14th or the 15th, Hesped V'tainis is also. Why? Because it's the 14th or the 15th of Adar. So then, why with regards to Yahrzeit is it not? Are you not fasting on the first month? So I think on this we need to take one more stage, which is that the Turei Evan asks a kasha on the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah then that carries on with regards to the first and second months, and it says. It asks what the basis of the machlokes is between whether you do things in Adar Rishon or Adar Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi does things in Adar Rishon, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does things in Adar Beis. What's the basis of that machlokes? And this is famous. We know Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi says, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, smoke ula lagula. Says the Turei Evan, it's not exactly what the Gemara says though, because the Gemara brings a posuk first. And then it has a machlokes in the pasuk. It says Shneya Mikra Achad Darshu. Right? And it says Shana Bashana. And it says, so there's a whole svara going on in the, there's a whole, there's a kosov, effectively, Divrei Kabbalah, but there's a kosov going on in the Gemara. Frek Maturi Evan, why do you need the pasuk? There's very simple svaras here. Why do you need a, what's the pasuk teaching me? So says the Turei Evin, I'll tell you what the pasuk is teaching you. You would have thought, and we would have thought when we see Adarish and Adar Beis, that both of them are Purim. You would have thought you have both of them, the Kedushas Hayoim, in both Adarish and Adar Beis. Comes along the pasuk and tells me, no, you only have Purim in one of them. Only one of those is Purim. Only one of them has Kedushas and the Tokef of the Yom of Purim, the Toras Yom Purim, only one of them. Then there's a Machlokas in Svara, which one is that in? So stage one is you have to make it that the Kedushas Hayoim is only Chal in one of them. And then, so now, I think this is the chat of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, when you're talking about something happening on a date, that's fine, you can go on, Megillas Tainis, they ushered the 14th and the 15th of the month in Hesper Betainis. So that's calling on the date. That's not, we said, that's not dependent on the Kedushas Yom of Purim. You see, because even if it's not Purim for you, you still have to do, there's still an Isra of Hesper Betainis. So that's dependent on the date. There's other things, though, that are not dependent just on the date. They're dependent on a spiritual reality that is happening at that time. Ledugma, a Yahrzeit, says the Chasam Sofer, the Yahrzeit is the day where there's a din happening on the Neshama. And therefore, we do the things that we do. So, either the din is happening then, or the din is happening then. It's not happening both of them. Meaning, it's either this is either the day of the Yahrzeit today, there's the din of the year happening now, or it's happening. So says the Chasam Sofer, so then Numachaber is saying, it might be that the 12th of Adar is the 12th of Adar Rishon. That's fine, it's the 12th of Adar Rishon. But you're not Mis'ane because it's the 12th of Adar. You're Mis'ane because it's the day where the din is happening on the Neshama. Meaning there's a spiritual reality that you're relating to that is defining what you're doing. So that would be true with Yahrzeit, that would be true with Bar Mitzvah, that would be true with Purim. The only thing it wouldn't be true with is Hesped V'tainis, because Hesped V'tainis was dependent not on the Kedushas Hayoim, but on the actual date that it's going on. The Vilna Gaon, I think, is Cholek in this Nakuda, and the Vilna Gaon is not saying, he's masking that the Iker Adar is Adar Beis. You see that from Purim, you see that from Bar Mitzvah, you see that from all these things. But the Isser of Hesped V'tainis and Yahrzeit is dependent on a date, meaning the Gaon says, that the Gaon says that you were makabel upon yourself to be misane on that date. On the date where, and is it the date that your father passed away, your mother passed away? Yes, it's that date. Where the niftel part, because it is the 12th of Adar. So if it's the 12th of Adar, then you have to be misane because you were makabel upon yourself to do that. It's true that the din is only happening on one day, but that's, so there's a very subtle, very small, subtle machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So in terms of what the Ikar is, I was going to say more, but I think we'll have to leave it here. In terms of what the Ikar is, it seems that according to Kol HaPoskim, the Ikar Adar is Adar Beis. Why there will be things going on in Adar Rishon will be when there's, certainly when there's things which are dependent only on the date, Hesped V'tainis, and there might be a machlokas with regard to the Yahrzeit, which is it dependent on the date, or is it dependent on the din which is happening in Olam and HaShamas at that time? And that might be a machlokas between the Gaon and the Mechaber.